Their Tawhid Mosque in Buenos Aires City turned this week into the assembly point where the Muslim community, along with official social and political leaders, gathered to raise their voice in support of Palestine and to condemn Israel's continuous aggression against its people.
We want to see Israel in the dock at The Hague. We want to see Ariel Sharon and all Israel's prime ministers who have their hands stained with blood and their lying tongues infected with leprosy brought to justice.
Red, white, black and green balloons, as well as Coach Day banners, hang on the walls where families share their iftar prayers at the end of the holy month of Ramadan, keeping in mind and spirit that the struggle of Palestine is the struggle of all the oppressed around the world.
We are holding a very important event in our mosque with significant figures participating in it. We support Palestinians every year, but we will go for more. We tell the people of Palestine that we are with them. We send them a message of resistance, hope, fight and strength. We pray for them, trying to publicize their suffering.
Such fellow feeling towards those who have seen their territory seized and their rights violated by Israel while the United Nations silence falls upon refugee camps in Lebanon and Syria seems indeed to have a deeper meaning among Argentinians, who believe the cause of Palestine resembles the 180-year fight of Argentina against the UK over the sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands.
Countries that were once a colony, which hold a very strong anti-imperialist position and that still have a part of their territory seized by a foreign power like the UK, are firmly committed against colonialism and imperialism. Argentina and popular movements here have historically held such position. It is our duty to express our solidarity towards the people who fight imperialism.
The 2013 International Coach Day comes as Washington sponsors a new round of peace talks, which many here say will be doomed to failure if the Israeli regime persists in its occupation of Palestinian territories.
In 2010, Brazil, Argentina, Ecuador and Bolivia recognized Palestine as a free and independent state. A year later, Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner continued to voice support to the Palestinian people also at the United Nations, urging the international community to take a momentous decision and back the Palestinian bid for UN membership. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.